I know that the holidays go by very quickly, don't they? Our holiday times, and we realize that probably we're all in different places today. Some of us will be looking forward to normality after Christmas, whatever normality is. Everybody's gone, all the leftovers have been eaten and everything else, and now we can get back to some sort of normality. Some have already counting the days till next Christmas. How many sleeps until next Christmas? Some will be embracing January in the new year with all sorts of resolutions and starting new things. And some of us are thinking, what month is it? I have no idea. But the start of a new year is a time to take stock, to review, and to plan. And to ask the question, what does a new year hold? What does 2019 hold? And for you, for your family, maybe there's already things in place that you have got in place, hopes and dreams and plans already afoot. That might be holidays, it might be exciting events that are happening, and you're just really looking forward to this year, and there's things that you can know that are in the diary, and they're great. There may be things that are in the diary this year, and you're really not looking forward to them. But you know what's coming up. You've got some sense of idea of what's happening. Maybe the year is all a bit of a blur. You've got no idea what is happening from one day to the next at the moment, and you're thinking, it is, I don't know, I haven't even thought about 2019 yet. I'm not quite ready for all this. Wherever you are individually, what about Liberty Church? What does 2019 hold for the Liberty Church family? Last year, we set our focus very firmly at this time of year on pressing in. That was kind of our word for last year. This is what we were going to do. We were going to press in as a church together. I remember walking in the park this time last year, and I'm asking God, where are we headed? What do we do this year, God? What are you calling us to? And I knew the building was big, and I knew it was the Dunfermline Press building, and I'm thinking, God, is there some connection between the Dunfermline Press building and where you're taking us? And then I got this phrase, pressing in. Oh, Dunfermline Press, pressing in, get it? If that's you only getting it, okay, that's fair enough, I don't know. I did get various things through the year, people saying, do you realize that we're pressing in? And I'm thinking, yeah, I did. Yeah, anyway. But we were pressing in two areas in particular, pressing into our new home and pressing into the presence of God. And during 2018, we did both. We aimed, our aim at this time last year, we said we wanted to be in Liberty Center now. We didn't want to be here this morning. We wanted to be out of Queen Anne and worshiping on a Sunday morning in Liberty Center. That was our aim. We didn't quite manage it, as you know. But we did a lot of pressing in last year. A huge amount of progress. And just a big thank you to all of those, everybody here who's helped in whatever way to get us to the point we are and the huge developments that have happened in Liberty Center. And I already mentioned in my pastor's letter, thanks to the small team of guys who've been working just day after day after day and have made huge progress and saved us tens of thousands of pounds, if not hundreds at the moment, in just terms of what the work that they've done. So amazing work that's been done. And although I've said thanks to them, this is not a time to stop, okay? Just make sure they're going, but this is a time to keep pressing in to get it finished. Yes, we'll expect you there. No, no, it's okay. We pressed into Liberty Center, but we also pressed into God's presence. And what excited me last year again was seeing men and women of all ages pressing in, wanting more of God, seeking more of God. Men coming together, women coming together and saying, we want more of God. What does that mean for us? What does that mean for our lives? What does that mean for our lifestyles and the things that we do and how we live? Because we want to see more of the move of God, more of the power of the God in our lives. We want to seek his presence. New devotion, new passion. And that was really exciting last year. New power in prayer. I loved our Sunday night prayer meetings, and they're starting again as of next Sunday. And I believe prayer will be a significant part. Corporate prayer, coming together to pray, will be a significant part of our Liberty Church life as we move into this year. But what about this year? This is Liberty's 40th anniversary. On the 15th of July this year, where Liberty Church will be 40 years old. And in a sense, we're going to be still pressing in. There's still work to do to Liberty Center. And we always want to be pressing into God. That never changes. We want to push into the presence of God. But this year feels different. This year, we will be in our new home. Last year, we set the goal towards that we would be in by the end of the year, and we pushed towards it. We realized as we got towards the end of the year that it wouldn't happen last year. But this year, it will happen. This year, we will be in our new home. And that will be a great step forward for Liberty Church. It's a long time, as Tim mentioned earlier on, since we had our own home. 1998 was the year that Fiona and I came to Liberty Church. At that point, they'd sold the building. Liberty Church had sold the building in Priory Lane and had the last couple of meetings before moving into Pitcorthy Primary School at that time. And we've been out since then. We are very grateful. Many of you will know that we have Dixon House Centre premises where the food bank meet in Dunfermline down in Elgin Street. We've had lots of events down there, the New Year's meal, Christmas parties, training events, and all sorts of things have happened down there. As of October this year, we do not have that anymore. It is gone. The lease has finished, and we no longer have that building. We will, however, be worshipping in our own space, which will be wonderful. And everybody is here thinking, I don't need to do setup anymore. There'll be no more setup. I'm sorry, there will be set up. There will be set up, but it'll be very different. We will need to set up because our initial phase, we will be in part of the building, which we will also be using for our community work. So we will need to set up for Sundays and take down. But it will be under our control. And that is amazing. That is such an amazing difference. I remember coming in here at the beginning of December, the sound desk, which we rely on a Sunday morning, was not where the sound desk could be. It had big signs all over it saying, do not touch. And we thought, oh, that's a bit of a problem. And that was just one example of things that when you come in, it's not knowing on a Sunday morning what you're going to face when you come in here. That can be very stressful. And I have to say, we are very, very good at adapting to whatever happens. But I don't want to do it anymore. I want to be in our own home where we know what's happening from one Sunday, and we will be in that place this year. Of course, it opens up the potential for other events, for church and outreach events, and a place where we engage with our community. You look in your newsletters, the whole thing about Make Lunch, that's such an exciting venture that we would be able to provide food, make stronger links with the local primary school and with the kids there. What an amazing thing. Have a look at that. If you want to get involved with that, I think it's really exciting. All we need is a building and a kitchen, and we can go with it. But this year is more than about pressing in. I believe that this year we are taking ground. This is a year for taking ground. It's on the front of your newsletter. It's already been mentioned. It's been words that have been running around my mind for the last wee while. There's a sense of a difference, that this is a year for taking ground. It's a year for taking ground physically. Liberty Center is a place where we'll take down, we will put down physical roots, where we will say, we are here, Liberty Church is in the neighborhood. This is our neighborhood. This is where we are centered. And what a difference a location makes. You know, we can say, well, a church doesn't need a location. That is true. We don't need a physical building because it's about people. But how much in our society, credibility, gums and permanency, a sense of permanency to have your own place. Because people will say, what church are you from? Say, Liberty Church. Oh, where's that? Now, you could go into a debate when they say, well, actually, it's not about where, it's about who. But actually, people want to know, where is the church? Where is your church building? Where are you located? And to be able to say, this is where, is a huge thing for us. And it will make a big difference to us in this year. So we're going to be taking ground physically, but we're also going to be taking ground for the kingdom of God. The place where God rules and reigns. I believe this is a year for taking ground in our own lives with greater faith, greater expectation, greater confidence, greater power, and greater presence. I think in line with the word that Bev had and the things that have been shared, I think as I was preparing this, I realize, and I'm guilty of this as well, there are things in my life as a Christian which I have seen and experienced, which I have put down. Expectations and faith in some areas, passion in some areas, which I've laid down, or which were really high there and have become quite low. And I've actually lost ground in areas. And I believe that's true for many of us here, that we've lost ground, and that could be through our experience, because we've asked for things and we've not seen answers to prayer, but we have lost ground. And I believe this year is a year that we take ground again. We reclaim the things that God has said. This is yours. I've given this to you. And I want you to take it up again. Things in our own lives, prayers for our family, prayers for healing, prayers in our things that we are expecting or we have expected that we have not yet seen come to pass. And I believe God is calling us to take ground this year. Take ground in our community where we see God's love and justice and power and bring the hope of the gospel to our community. And that you and I would bring the kingdom of God to bear in our homes, in our workplaces, in our schools, in our streets. Mike McMahon, former pastor, he always talked about, you know, wherever you place your feet, the kingdom of God has come. If we are surrendered to God, where we walk in our daily lives, the kingdom of God has come. And we need to be ambassadors of the kingdom of God and take ground as a confident people on that which God has given us. This is a year for taking ground. But in order to take ground, we need to be clear on something. When an army takes ground, one of the first things they would do is to raise a standard, their flag, that which defines them, that which says, we are here. This is ours. I'm a great lover of sword and sandals, Roman army books, that kind of stuff. You realize that when the Roman army, when a legion went into battle, their standard meant everything. They carried their standard, which was particular to them, and they defended it with their lives. The worst thing that could happen was the enemy took the standard. That's what the enemy would try to do. And they would say, no, this is so important to us. They would rally around the standard. They would come to the standard. And when they won the battle, they plant the standard and say, this is ours. This victory is ours. The standard was literally that stake in the ground. In order for us to take ground, we need to know who we are. What standard are we gathering around? Now, the immediate answer, of course, to that say would be Jesus. Of course, we want to be a church which is centered on Jesus Christ and on the gospel, which is, as you know, as we looked at in the letter of Galatians last year, is all about Jesus. That Jesus would always be at the center, our King, our Lord, our Savior. But if our lives are centered around Jesus, what does that mean for us? What does that mean? What kind of people ought we to be? In 2 Peter chapter 3, we read these words. Peter writes, he says in verse 10, he says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? And Peter's saying to the church there, he's saying, these days, as we approach the end times, whenever those end times might come, as we prepare for the coming kingdom of God, what kind of people ought you to be? And I think that's the question that we want to ask ourselves. What kind of people ought we to be? It's a good question. Here is Liberty Church in 2019, moving into Liberty Center with a new presence in the community, celebrating 40 years. What kind of people ought we to be? What does this standard say about us? What defines us? What is most important to us? You know, very often we'll ask the question, what kind of person am I? What kind of person, as Christians and in society, we ask the question, what kind of person am I? My gifting, my calling, my purpose. I try to find myself, and people can spend their whole lives trying to find myself, and no, I'm not quite there, that's not quite me. No, that's not quite me. One day I'll find myself. And I think we're in danger of getting it the wrong way around. In a society where so much is focused on the individual, but we look at the church and we look at God's people and we see how much of it is centered on a community of people together. And perhaps if I want to understand me, perhaps if I want to realize my gifting and my calling and my purpose, I need to start from who are we? Who are we together? Who are God's people together? Because if we understand what kind of people we ought to be, and if we start living that way, we will quickly discover our place in that body of people, in that community. I believe our individual purpose and gifting is found in community. So what kind of people ought we to be, this Liberty family? As we put a stake in the ground, a standard. What is that standard and what does it say about us? And over this next season, over these next Sunday mornings between now and Easter, we're going to be asking that very question. We're going to be looking at some of the key characteristics that define us. And in order to help us, we're going to be using Paul's letter to the Corinthians, his first letter to the Corinthians. And we're going to be treating that as a base camp, if you like, from which we can look. We're not going to be studying it in the way we did with Galatians or indeed with Luke's gospel, as we've done over the last year, 18 months. But we're going to be taking a different approach. We're going to be looking at that passage, that letter, and using it in some ways as a springboard to bring out the key aspects of the people of God together. And some of those aspects we can firmly say, yes, that's who we are now. We look at Liberty Church and we say, yes, that is clear from who we are now, that is important to us. But there are others, I think, where we need to take ground or retake ground. Where we say, this is the people we ought to be. What kind of people ought we to be? So we're going to be looking at things of what it is to be a chosen people, a called people, a power people, a gifted people, a prophetic people, a generous people, a dangerous people, a praying people, a serving people, and many more. All the way through to Easter, where we're going to be looking at being a resurrection people and a victorious people. And this is not just around our Sunday teaching, but we want to create environments outside of Sunday where we can actually grow in some of this and understand who we are to be together. Put into practice some of the things that we want to be, that we ought to be. I'm really excited about this new season. I'm excited about taking new ground, both physically and spiritually, about putting a stake in the ground, a standard that says, this is Liberty Church, we are here, and this is who we are. You know, as we enter 2019, it's a time of great uncertainty and confusion. I'm sure you're aware of that. World politics are unstable, to say the least. Alliances are breaking down. Extreme views seem to be taking hold. Things that we've lived with and peace that we've lived with for generations, in fact, we're thinking, I'm not quite sure where we are at the moment. And it is confusing and uncertain. Brexit and all the confusion that brings. Our very values of who we are being challenged. Work out who you are and work out your own truth. And I believe it leaves people scared, vulnerable, and longing for solidity. They're longing for a standard to hold on to. There are people that say, give me something firm. Give me something that is absolute. And I believe the church has a fundamental role in bringing that stability, in declaring truth, and putting a stake in the ground, and leading people to the God who is the rock. That's why it's so important that we take ground in 2019. With a standard that says, this is who we are, this is what we believe, this is what we stand for, this is the God in whom we trust. As we move into Liberty Church this year, you know, it's easy to, into the Liberty Center, sorry. It's easy to make the comparison of Joshua moving, bringing the people into the promised land. And people have spoken that over me personally and I know over the church, and rightly so, I think. And one of the things that said to Joshua right at the start, before they move in, is be strong and very courageous. Be strong and very courageous. You will face significant challenges. The more you press in, the more you are dangerous, the more you will face challenges. And when Joshua brought the people in, it was so important that they were clear on who they were. God's people together. That they would have constant reminders of the God they served, constant dependent on God himself. And we see it if you read the story of Joshua and the people conquering the land, you see when they trusted in God, things went well. As soon as they abandoned that trust, as soon as they went their own way, things started to fall apart, not just for the individual, but for the nation. How much we need to depend on God, how much we need to be centered on Christ, how much we need to know who we are as a people and walk with confidence. As we take ground this year, we need to be strong and courageous. We need to be clear about who we are. We need to put a stake in the ground that declares with confidence that we are God's people with purpose and destiny. It is time to take ground. It's time to reclaim some things that we have lost or let slip. It's a time for boldness and faith. It's time to raise a standard. It's time to gather around our King and follow him. It is time to see the power and presence of God move in us and through us. It is time to take ground together.